Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Unscaled Travel Show. I'm Jeremy Long, the Full Metal Traveler. Thank you so much for joining us. We're really happy you're here. We're super excited. We have so many choices out there. But really, there's only one when it comes to fun travel shows. That's ours right here. I'm joined, as always, with my co-explorer, Amy Long.
Having so much fun.
We are. We got a great show. You know, we are going to compare two towns, something we don't like to do. But I think this one, these two towns are worth comparing because they're so similar. And a popular question online is, what's the difference and which one is right for me? And we're talking about the towns of Branson, Missouri, and Gatlinburg, Tennessee, / Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. They're two towns that butt right next to each other, and they're very similar. So we included those together because they are kind of this like one area. They both have a superstar connection. And really, I mean, they share a lot of similarities that on surface level are kind of eerie.
Yeah, a lot of the same attractions, even some shows. People that will be performing in one will move to the other city and vice versa. So there are a lot of similarities. I think people do wonder, if I'm going to go to one, which one should I go to? And that's the question we're trying to answer today.
We're coming to you from the Diamondback Land Surveying Studios in Las Vegas, Nevada. Of course, there's no town in the world like Las Vegas. I mean, come on. It's a beautiful city. I love it so much. And, you know, people used to call Branson, Missouri, and that's where we'll start, right? We'll start with Branson. They used to call Branson, Missouri, like, almost like the oaky version of Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Because Branson... If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, it is based on entertainment. It's based on tourism. Tons of shows, like live performances from singers. Over the years, the big names that had had shows in Branson have been, you know, a who's who standard at one time or another. And we are talking like older groups, like the Gaithers, the Platters, Dolly Parton herself.
Yeah.
Grace those stages. And so many like Motown singers and people of that elk. So, you know, when you go to it, the first thing that hits you, I think we have an inside scoop here because you actually are very familiar with Branson because of...
I am. My parents live there. Yeah. I grew up in Texas. They visited Branson around, I don't know, 20 years ago for the first time and loved it and kept going back every year. And about 5 years later, they bought a house, a very small house there, and every year they would take all their vacation days together and go spend 3 or 4 weeks in Branson. And then when my dad retired 4 years ago, they moved there full time. So we've been to Branson multiple times over the last few years to visit family and have been taken to shows, restaurants, attractions.
Yep.
So we kind of know what we're talking about. We're not quite locals, but we're sort of kind of locals. We're local adjacent.
Local adjacent. That's the best kind of adjacent, honestly. But you have never been to Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge.
No, and I want to go. Mm-hmm. I have all these places saved on my Pinterest. If you can follow me on Pinterest, see all the places I want to go on vacation. And I do have a Gatlinburg tab. And funny enough, you were just there.
I was. Just a few weeks ago, I went with our friend John Clock, who is a travel photographer, and it wasn't really related to business. He got roped into one of those timeshare things.
As we all do at one time or another.
He had to go to like a 4-hour presentation, but he got a room for a week for like $100 or something, and they actually gave him money back to go to this presentation, and he is very much considering a timeshare for this company. And so we got to go there. We got a free room, and it was really just kind of like, hey, come out, hang out here. He lives in Florida, so we got to split time between Tennessee and Florida, and it was a really nice trip. But one of the things when we were driving into Gatlinburg, I instantly noticed was like, oh, my gosh. Like, I've been to Branson enough that I was like, I know this place. I see a lot of similar attractions and restaurants. And I think I called you or I texted you and I was like, this place is laid out just like Branson, Missouri.
You sent me a picture of the main strip of Gatlinburg and said, guess where I am? And I knew you were in Gatlinburg, but I was like, it looks like Branson.
Yeah.
It looks like Branson with the I'll say a little bit better view. I don't want to hurt Branson's feelings, but I mean the Smoky Mountains, you can't beat that view, can you?
Yeah, the Smoky Mountains. So we are getting a little off track here. The Gatlinburg is surrounded by the Smoky Mountains, and Branson is surrounded and gives way to the Ozarks.
Right.
Now, if you've never been to the Ozarks, or maybe you just saw the Jason Bateman TV show, Ozark, it's kind of similar. they're beautiful mountains in themselves.
They are.
But compared to the Great Smoky Mountains, the Great Smoky Mountains are the most popular national park in the United States in terms of visitors, annual visitors.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They regularly top 13 million visitors every single year. And there's a good reason why. They're absolutely gorgeous. The Ozarks are popular, but they don't come close. And I think their annual visitorship is like 2 million. Or something.
Which is still a lot. And I think most of that is during the warmer months because of so many water sports that they have because of the Great Ozarks.
Yeah, the Great Ozarks and the giant lake there. Is it Lake Ozark? Probably. Sure. Lake Ozark is beautiful, or whatever it's called, is absolutely gorgeous. So some of our favorite things to do, if you do go to Branson, which I highly encourage you to go there. Both places are family friendly. Both places offer a variety of entertainment, live shows and singers. The main differences, like we said, Branson usually has more established names and voices, whether it's comedy, whether it's sleight of hand or magic, or
lots of musical acts
that go through there. If they don't have residencies there, they do travel and come in and out of town. Right now, I think Terry Bradshaw, the famous NFL quarterback, does a one-man show there. Dolly, of course, shows up from time to time, still 78 years old.
Wow.
Still doing her thing.
Good for her.
And she does have a house near there.
She does. My parents pointed it out to me
and it's actually pretty close across to your parents'
the
water. House.
Yeah, it's not far from where they live. It's
across the lake.
It's across the lake, but when you're driving down, because again, Branson is in the mountain, so there are elevations. Mm-hmm. And when you're driving to my parents' house, you can see across the water, and they pointed out Dolly's house.
What's that body of water called?
I'm looking. Rich I don't know. Rich person's lake.
Because that house, they showed it to us, and that house is
ginormous. Table Rock State Park is the state park that the lake sits on the lake. And the name of the lake, it has a weird name. Wasn't it something?
Well, you find that.
Yeah.
Favorite things to do around there?
It's Table Rock Lake.
There you go. When I visited years ago, I used to live in Oklahoma for a short time. My mother brought me there, and actually we went on a couple of school trips there. Was always Silver Dollar City.
Right.
Silver Dollar City sounds kind of, I don't know, what's the right word? I'm going to stick with Oakey. It sounds Oakey-ish, but it's an amusement park.
It's got
rides, it's got shows.
Yeah.
Like Six Flags Over Texas or Busch Gardens or something like that.
The way it's different is that it is designed and themed around being like a small town from the 1800s.
Yeah.
So like my parents have taken our kids. They loved it. Mm-hmm. You talked about it. I know people, adults who still go to Branson to go to Silver Dollar City. Yep. Because outside of just having rides and shows, they also have what they call demonstrating craftsmen. And it is real working people doing glass blowing and blacksmith work and wood carving and candle making and old-timey candy making. All these people are out there doing this work in different shops in Silver Dollar City, and you can just watch them and see how things were done.
That's 1800s. Really awesome. I would love to go and get a backstage tour there.
Yeah. I mean, if you like history, which we know you do, this is kind of a really cool place. I mean, you don't even have to like rides. Just go see how they used to make candles.
If you've ever wanted to pay $39.95 to go see how people used to make candles, this is the spot for you. I wonder if they'll use that in their next marketing campaign. We're going to continue more with great places to play and eat in Branson. This is the Unskilled Travel Show. We'll be right back.
Unskilled Travel Show is brought to you by Diamondback Land Surveying. For all your land surveying needs, contact Diamondback Land Surveying at 702-823-DBLS.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Unscaled Travel Show. I'm Jeremy Long, the Full Metal Traveler. As always, you can find our past episodes, all of our interviews on fullmetaltraveler.com. We're coming to you from the Diamondback Lancer Vane Studios in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're talking the differences, pros and cons, versus trying to help you actually pick out the best vacation spot. And we're comparing two places, which we hardly ever do, but it's Branson, Missouri and Gatlinburg / Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Those areas are side by side and share a lot of similarities. So we grouped them into one. We're talking about Branson, favorite things to do there. We've visited a lot over the years. Mm-hmm. Your parents live there. We were just talking about Silver Dollar City, the amusement park.
Yep.
A couple of other things. The Sight and Sound Theater.
Oh, right.
The Sight and Sound Theater is very popular with visitors. It is based on, you know, it's stories and theatrics from, like, recreating stories from the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if that is your thing, it's very, very popular. It's got a lot, I mean, yeah, hundreds of 5-star reviews on Google.
So the way it's different from a regular theater is that it is a live immersive experience. So, for instance, if they are recreating the story of Noah's Ark, which they did several mm-hmm. years ago, and my parents went, they took our kids who loved it. They thought it was awesome. But they actually bring in live animals and walk them through the theater onto the front area, which is the Ark.
Okay.
The entire thing changes. So they'll do one story for 6 months to a year, and then they completely tear it down and rebuild the set for a new story because it is an immersive experience. So even if you're not really big into Bible stories, but you're really big into theater, this might be something you enjoy because of the live and immersive element of it.
Oh, wow. That sounds really impressive, especially on that kind of grand scale like that.
Yeah.
Talking about bringing live animals.
Yeah. It's a giant theater. So imagine, like, you're actually sitting in the Ark and they're walking the animals in past you. Like, just think about that. And that's sort of the experience it would be to go there and see one of these shows.
Okay. That's sounds really cool. Another place, if you like shopping, the Grand Village Shops, which we've been to before. I think your parents brought us. And
yeah,
I think it's like Christmas time that it gets really, really popular.
And that's when we went. It was Christmas a few years ago. It's a cute little shopping center, but it's not kind of the shopping center, like a strip mall.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like these cute little stores, and it looks like a little village. And all these different sort of local artisans there also. So it's not like, you know, chain stores. So the store we went into, Christmas all year long, and it was huge. There were so many different Christmas ornaments in there, but a handful of different vendors.
Yeah.
And it's just a really cute little place to go and walk around.
It was. I mean, I'm not much of a shopper, but I still had fun like walking around.
You did. You sat on Santa's lap.
Don't say it like that. It sounds weird.
He was a statue Santa.
That's weirder. I don't know. That's even better.
I have the picture. I'll post it on our website.
Okay. I guess you owe me that one. All the pictures on the website I have of you. What is in there? Speaking of Bible stories from earlier, we turned some water into wine. And now you got the giggles. We're talking Branson, Missouri. We spoke briefly about the Ozarks.
Mm-hmm.
And if you love the outdoors, if you're into that sort of thing more like summer and spring months when the weather's a little bit more favorable to be outside, it of course is an area filled with things like mountain coasters, which is those fun things you've probably seen on TikTok where you just sit down, they put you in a little,
cart thing,
and then gravity takes care of the rest, right? And those things zip, bro. They go fast. You're going like 30 miles an hour.
It's a little bit scary.
And you have like a handbrake in front of you. And you control how fast and everything you go. But they tell you up front, like, don't use that handbrake because you got somebody coming behind you. So don't come to a complete stop or you may
get hit.
You may get hit.
Yeah.
And in fact, John tested one out in Gatlinburg that we'll talk about. But the mountain coasters and zip lines in that area, especially when the mountains are green or during the fall when the leaves start to turn color.
Oh, yeah.
Can be just a once in a lifetime experience flying through the trees, when they're different reds and oranges and all of that.
Which we did not do that in Branson, but we did take their scenic railroad ride.
Yeah.
Which
I knew eventually we would have to mention this.
It seemed really nice. A lot of people were in line to do it. It was a moderately nice experience. I will say,
if you are being so PC,
if you think
you need more scenic, wine.
Okay, so scenic means on this particular ride that you're just going through trees. There's not a whole lot to see. It's tree, tree, tree. They did not clear away the railroad line, so you're really just going between trees the whole time. But right when it got interesting, we pull out on a bridge. And remember, the bridge like opens up over the water and it curves.
Yep.
And it stops right in the middle of it. And we're like, finally, we've been on this train for like 45 minutes. We finally have this amazing, incredible view. And then the train just reverses course and goes back the other way through the trees.
They give you time to take two pictures before they announce you need to sit your butt back down. And then they start going back to the forest, which is not as awesome as it sounds. And then it's just like 2 hours of that. And I hate to say it, but I don't want people to be disappointed because they do market the hell out of this thing.
Yeah, it's called a scenic train ride.
And at one point, we started seeing like, it's supposed to be like a historic, like old houses, these old homes that are, you know, no longer there or whatever, but you can see the old chimneys and things.
Yeah.
But it's almost like the hills have eyes. They just kind of come out of nowhere and there's no, unless you read about it, there's no like, hey, look what you're going to see here.
It's not guided in any way. There's no pamphlet telling you at this mile marker you're going to see this. You're just on a train going through the trees, and suddenly there's like a pile of rubble and then more trees.
So,
places, sorry, Branson.
Sorry. Places to eat while you're there. We did mention the Dolly Parton connection. A lot of the same companies own the same stuff in these two different cities. But one of the places you can't miss is Dolly Parton's Stampede Dinner Show.
Yep.
It's done up like cowboys and full horses, I don't know, and real horses doing a show, acting out this stuff while you eat dinner. If you've ever been to Vegas, it's kind of like the Excalibur show here, the Knights of the Round Table.
Yeah.
So they got a whole thing going on while you're eating mutton or whatever. I don't know what they serve there. But Dolly Parton
Stampede Dinner Show. They serve Southern country food there is you what go. They serve.
Another one of our favorite places, absolutely, is Andy's Frozen Custard.
Oh, yes. We have to go every time.
We have to go every single time. Andy's Frozen Custard. When you get there, the line might be a little long, but it's worth the wait because, you know, if my rule with food is if there's a line, there's a reason there's a line. It's good stuff.
Right.
And then there's one of my personal favorites, the Downing Street Poorhouse, which is where I got one of my favorite old fashions I write about online. You can see it on the website, the Downing Street Poorhouse. And of course, what was that place?
Billy Gill's Cafe.
There you go.
It is true Southern food. So if you want to try some country fried steak and country gravy, go to Billy Gill's.
Drown your sorrows in gravy and chicken fried steak. This is the Unscaled Travel Show. We'll be right back.
Unscaled Travel Show is brought to you by Diamondback Land Surveying. For all your land surveying needs, contact Diamondback Land Surveying at 702-823-DBLS.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Unscaled Travel Show. I'm Jeremy Long, the Full Metal Traveler, here with my co-host and co-explorer, as always, Amy Long.
Hello, guys.
We are talking the difference between Branson, Missouri and Pigeon Forge / Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Which one might be best for you? Because these are two very similar towns, based in entertainment, based in tourism. But which one is right for you and your family? You know, they offer a lot of similarities. We've been talking about some of those similarities. They offer shows. The difference in the shows in... We're kind of switching gears to Pigeon Forge in Gatlinburg. We were talking about Branson. The shows, the entertainment, the live shows and singing. Oftentimes, Pigeon Forge and Gatlinburg will have lesser-known names, lesser-known acts that go through there. It is a more popular area, I think, in terms of visitors, annual visitors, because of its gateway status to the Great Smoky Mountains National Park.
Right.
The national park is the most visited national park in the United States, so a lot of people flow through it. I think the University of Tennessee is not too far away, which is a very big college. And so a lot of visitors just kind of flock to the area. Another drawing point, honestly, is Dollywood. Dollywood is named after Dolly Parton. It's part of her company. Dolly Parton was actually born in the area. Oh. She was born in, what's the place called? Something Summit. Pittman Center. She was born in Pittman Center, which is right next door, I think to the east of Gatlinburg. Okay. So she grew up in the area. They grew up very poor. She is the fourth of 12 children.
Oh, goodness.
By her mom and dad. Mm-mm. And they all grew up in a single room cabin.
Oh, no.
On the banks of the river there. So, you know.
Just her, a little history on Dolly.
Her rags to riches story is crazy. If you ever have time to read about it. I mean, she got the heck out of Dodge, man. And she was like.
She made her way to Nashville.
Yeah, bro. She was doing it from the time she was a teenager.
Yep.
And real interesting, very.
I've watched a documentary on her. It is fascinating.
She wasn't initially welcomed. She did not look like the country singers, right. Women, female country singers of the day. And she certainly sang higher, like a higher falsetto, and then like songwriting.
She is an excellent song. Prolific. She's written songs that people don't know are Dolly Parton songs.
Prolific songwriter in her day and everything. So anyway, her story is fascinating. But she has a company that has set up shop and has forged alliances with other companies, both in Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge and in Branson. So you start seeing a lot of similarities. Well, it's working here. It's drawing visitors. Mm-hmm. Let's set up shop. These cities are separated by 700 miles.
Yeah, they're very close.
Very, you know, not far away, but it's far enough away.
In the U.S., it's pretty close.
Yeah, in the U.S., it's pretty close. Other places, you're like, wait, that's a totally different country. Here, different states, but, I mean, pretty similar. But Dollywood used to be, I think, a Silver Dollar City amusement park. They changed the name. They made it all about her. And my money, Silver Dollar City versus Dollywood, if you're a fan of Dolly Parton, if you like more of the like newer shows, up-tempo, it's more like younger. And it's
maybe more music.
Music-based and the grounds and everything. It's kept up like Disneyland.
Oh, wow.
Like, it's beautiful. You can see it from the outside, and you can see pictures online. It's absolutely taken care of to the nines and everything. She makes sure that if her name is on it, it is, you know.
Immaculate.
Top of the line and immaculate. And like she says for herself, you know, anything she sees in there that needs changing, a nip, a tuck, anything like that, she's going to get it done to her place. But some of our favorite places, you didn't get to go. John and I went recently to the area. And some of our favorite things to actually kind of see and do around there. Now, again, it does kind of scales a little bit younger.
More
a little bit
family-friendly with younger kids.
Family-friendly with younger kids, where Branson is family-friendly with a little bit older.
Yeah, I would say if you're traveling with grandma and grandpa, you're probably more interested in Branson.
Yeah.
If you're traveling with your younger kids, either, but maybe leaning more towards Gatlinburg, especially if you like outdoor hiking, things like that too.
So the number one draw is probably the Great Smoky Mountain National Park.
Yeah.
Tons of visitors, tons of beautiful walks and drives, scenic drives, tons of trails, hiking, backpacking, fishing, all of that stuff. We saw tons of people fly fishing, just wading out there in the water. So if you're an outdoor person, and of course with those things come the mountain coasters and the zip lines and all of that.
And something I didn't know, the park is free.
The park is completely free.
Absolutely free to go to, which blows my mind because most national parks in the U.S. are not free. There
you have
some
to pay
cost.
A little something, but Great Smoky Mountain, you just drive right in. Which we did several times. The only thing weird about it is that they have, in the entire park, there are only two trails that are dog friendly. That you can even have a dog on a leash.
Hmm.
The rest of them are completely closed off to pets.
Well, I guess it's nice for people who don't have pets.
Yes. But more and more people travel with their pets now, and it's...
Which you and John did.
Which we did. We traveled with John's dog, Harry, and who is a golden doodle, and he's lovely, and I love Harry. But there are only two trails, and they're on opposite ends of the park. Like, and you had literally have to drive to the other end of the park to go on the other trail, which we did. We did both of them. They both run along rivers. They're both beautiful. But it was kind of wild that only two trails catered to leashed animals. But we saw elk. We saw all kinds of, you know, animals that were just
beautiful videos.
And they were feet from us. They didn't care as long as you didn't approach them. Now, they started making noises. You get a little too close. But they were wading in the water and like walking through the tree. I got some really great video, and it was really cool to see these animals so up close. But another area is they have a lot of sky parks, basically, mm-hmm. where you take a gondola up to the top of a mountain ridge, and they've set up like what they call them theme parks, but they all kind of have the same thing. It's like bridges where you can get a good...
Like,
you
know, a suspension bridge.
A suspension bridge that goes from one, like, kind of like the one in Vancouver. What's that one called?
Capilano.
The Capilano Bridge, mm-hmm. Where you can go to the other side of the mountain and like, it's open at night and you can see the city.
Yeah, and, like so skywalks and things like that.
So tons of skywalks.
I imagine with those views, they're trying to capitalize on that all absolutely. Over the city.
So you have like the Gatlinburg Sky Park, the Anaquista Mountain Park. And the one we went to, Ober Mountain. Ober Mountain is a mountainside amusement park, and it has skiing, it has mini golf, wildlife encounters, because we did see deer walking around everywhere. It even has a mall and different, like, skating indoors and everything.
Oh, wow.
And tons of people were there, and it was kind of like, it felt like an off day, and tons of people were there.
Wow. Okay.
So lots of things to do. It just kind of skews more toward younger kids and outdoors, which was totally fine.
Yeah.
They also have a really cool thing called the Lumberjack Feud Adventure Park, which is exactly like it sounds.
Really?
If you've ever caught on TV lumberjacks.
The competitions?
Going, yeah, competitions where they go head to head and like it's cutting down the tree or the, like using the saws and cutting down.
Yeah, like the hand saws?
Absolutely. Oh, cool. It's different things like that. So they have this whole adventure park that you can go to. And then for like dinner time, of course, this would be the wonderful thing here. Paula Deen has a supper show. It is. It's Paula
Deen. Oh, it is Paula Deen?
Yeah, okay. I thought it was Dolly Parton too, but it's Paula Deen's Lumberjack Feud Supper Show. Yes.
You get to eat while you watch lumberjacks do their thing.
It's
women are swooning right now. Okay, let me just tell you.
It is watching bulky, handsome lumberjack guys.
Sign me up.
While you eat turkey legs and
get
mashed
your
potatoes.
Axe out, cut down some logs, and let me eat my mashed potatoes and gravy.
Get all the flannel you can, girl. I'll let you do it. I'll be right there with you going, how do they get up? You know how they get up them trees so fast? I don't know. It's magic. That's what it looks like to me. They made a deal with the devil. So they have all kinds of like fun things to do. When we come back, we'll talk to you about some of the best places to eat as well, because word on the street is they got better food there. I don't know. That's debatable. It's on Scale Travel Show. We'll be right back.
Unscaled Travel Show is brought to you by Diamondback Land Surveying. For all your land surveying needs, contact Diamondback Land Surveying at 702-823-DBLS.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Unscaled Travel Show. I'm Jeremy Long, the Full Metal Traveler. You can find us online, fullmetaltraveler.com. You can also find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Give us a 5-star rating. Leave us a review. We appreciate it. And we want to say thank you so much to all of our wonderful affiliates around the world, all our listeners around the world. You know, I think one of the best parts of like Spotify and Apple Podcasts is going into the analytics and seeing people from around the world listening. From our friends in Hay, Australia, to the folks in Royston, United Kingdom, and everywhere in between, Bisbee, Arizona, you know, all these people listening in where
we have listeners in Denmark.
We got them all over
Hungary.
The world.
Hungary.
I'm so excited. And the show's growing too. And that's the exciting part. So thank you, everyone who leaves us a kind review and a nice word and shares the show. We appreciate you, and we do pay attention. And especially when you go online and send us emails, we really love that.
We love it.
We love answering your emails and even your hate mail.
Yeah. Tell us if we're wrong.
Yeah. We only got one of those, but it's okay. It's all right. We're talking the differences between Branson, Missouri and Gatlinburg/Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Both great cities, both very similar. Which one is right for you if you are trying to decide between the two? They share a lot of similarities, but which one, you know, which one is best for you and your group? We're talking about Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge right now. We were kind of left off on things we were exciting things we like to do in that area. Of course, both these areas have tons of fun stuff like mini golf for the kids and
go-kart,
Ripley's, believe it or not, things, go-karts,
zip lines
and mountain coasters, which are tons of fun.
Yeah, which you said John did the mountain coaster in Gatlinburg.
They send you down a mountain on a seat. You're barely harnessed in. It's like, I don't know how.
Like a tractor seat?
I think it's just a greased up pole that you're sliding on. And you got a brake with a brake handle between your knees. And you're just flying down the mountain at 30 miles an hour, just having the time of your life, praying to God someone didn't stop on the tracks, because that's gonna be a good time for you and your shin bones. But John said he had a blast, man. He came back in looking, his hair was all blown up and everything. He had a blast on Ober Mountain, the Ober Mountain mountain coaster. And it was just a really good time. And you could tell everyone who came off of it had such a blast. But if you're not into trusting your life to fate
and gravity
and a brake that's between your knees, then there's other things like the Historic Arts and Crafts Trail, which is 8 miles of shops and studios and galleries. If that's more your speed, if that's more, if you don't have cartilage anymore in some of your joints, this is probably the best bet for you. And also, again, that Dolly Parton connection, you can go see a replica of Dolly's mountain home, which was a single room log cabin. They have it there in town.
That's neat.
You can go check it out if you're a super fan, which a lot of people are. Some of the places to eat sound similar to the places in Missouri. Dolly Parton Stampede.
Same
thing as the Stampede show in Branson, which is cowboys. If you didn't get enough.
Cowgirls. They could be cowgirls.
If you didn't get enough with the lumberjacks.
I mean.
You get the lumberjacks.
This is a romance book waiting
to happen.
And
then you go to the Stampede and see the cowboys or cowgirls. Cowpersons. And you, my friend, are going to have a good night.
You have to stop by the brewery, though.
The brewery.
I've had a little too much to drink.
It was one of those shows. But you have to stop by the Smoky Mountain Brewery.
That's a weird word to say to begin with. There's too many E's and brewery. B's and W's.
My personal favorites there are the Cherokee Red Ale or the Helles, which is H-E-L-L-E-S. The Helles versions of their, they brew it all in-house. And you can buy it. The best thing, honestly, is I was getting ready to leave John and Harry, because they do allow dogs. They allow dogs in more areas than the Great Smoky Mountain National Park does, which is weird. But we were leaving, and there's a counter as you leave the brewery, and there's this guy from out of the shadows goes, "Do you want to take some beer with you?" That I didn't see a guy. I was like, "God?" I just kind of called into the darkness. And this guy stepped out. He had little glasses on. He goes, "You can take beer with you." And I was like, "Oh, you can?" He goes, "How many do you want?" And I was like, "All of them."
You did bring some home, though.
I settled for 6. I just had him give me a variety pack. And he sent me walking through the streets of Gatlinburg with ice cold beer. I love this place. I love it so much. So that's the Smoky Mountain Brewery. But also, I did mention Paula Deen's Lumberjack Feud Supper Show.
Yeah.
Which...
I want to go.
Ooh, it's going to start a fire, girl.
You know I love it when you wear flannel.
Come on, girl.
He's got the beard.
I ain't chopped a tree in a while, though. It's going.
Used to. One of my favorite memories. We won't get into it because this isn't that kind of show. But one of my favorite memories.
Yeah, that's the after dark version of unscaled after dark. And I don't know why. I never looked this up, but they have a ton of pancake houses.
Yeah.
In Gatlinburg.
Yeah.
In Pigeon Forge.
It's like back in the 1800s, that was like a big food.
Like griddle cakes.
Well, yeah, pancakes, griddle cakes. It was easy to make and it didn't require a lot of ingredients. And back then, you know, they didn't really have refrigeration. They just put their cold food in the ground.
Okay.
And so pancakes required very little.
They put it in the ground?
Yeah. Like what they call it, like a cold box.
Oh,
so they had basically like a trap door in the floor and there'd be a hole cut into the ground below it.
I never heard of pancakes in a...
But I'm saying they didn't have a lot of places to store meats and things like that. So they made a lot of food that didn't need to be refrigerated. So pancakes, it's just basically flour and some other dry ingredients with water or, if you're lucky, milk mixed in.
Okay.
So they ate a lot of pancakes.
Knowing
this. I read a lot.
Come on now. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that answered my question. I was wondering why are there so many pancake places
here? They have a lot of bread and biscuits and things like that because it was easy to make and it was filling.
So you can go to the Log Cabin Pancake House, or the other popular one is Sawyer's Farmhouse Restaurant. There you go. And now you understand why. Now you can go in there and you can be like, you know why they have so many pancake houses? I heard it on the Unscaled Travel Show. Get a little education. And the last one that has a Dolly connection is the Pirate Voyage Dinner and Show.
I don't understand how that's a Dolly connection, but I will take your word for it.
I think her company, which I think is called Dollywood or something like that, owns this restaurant, or used to own it, at least partly. So they actually have a pirate-themed one. So you got cowboys, lumberjacks, or pirates, which all are in those smut novels that you read. So I can see why this is so popular. So now, comparing the two.
Yeah.
After everything you've heard, now we've been to Branson, your parents live there, you haven't been to Gatlinburg.
But I've seen a lot of pictures.
Pigeon Forge. Yeah. Yet, what do you think the biggest differences are, and what would you choose?
I think it depends on what you're going for. Hmm. If you want to see a lot of like live music shows, things like that, I think Branson is more... What you're looking for. Yeah. They have a lot of live music. As you said, people come do residencies there. They have just acts that have their own buildings. I've been to multiple music shows there, all of them fantastic. We even have a friend who is in a very popular a cappella singing group who stops by Branson frequently, and they do shows there, home free.
Yep.
So you can see a lot of different musical acts in Branson. I know Pigeon Forge does have acts, but Pigeon Forge in Gatlinburg, but I don't think they have necessarily the same variety. So if you're going for music, I say Branson.
Yeah. We did say earlier, it skews a little bit older. Like you will find in Branson some of the older acts that were popular in the 50s, 60s, 70s, like the Gaithers, the Platters.
Yeah, I would say there's less of that now. There's a lot of big family acts, so it'll be... grandparents, parents, and the kids all up there singing. I did see one of those shows. I think it's the Hughes family. A huge family. Every single child at one point got up on stage. And it was like all the nieces and nephews, cousins. It was like 20 of them, all of them playing the violin.
The dog, the cat.
It was incredible, though, to see all these kids from ages basically like 5 to 18 all playing the violin.
That's amazing.
Yeah, a lot of family shows, a lot of country music, a lot of... I think I saw at their Pierced Arrow, they do music through the decades, all a cappella. Just a big variety of music.
There you go. I think if you have younger kids, go to Pigeon Forge, go to Gatlinburg. They're going to have fun. You're going to have fun. If you are older or you say things like, back in my day, you should go to Branson. Or if you miss the sweet sound of cartilage in your knees and how it felt, you should go to Branson as well, right?
You make it sound like it's only for old people.
It's not. I love it.
Good outdoor activities in both, though. It just depends. Do you want to hike or do you want to be on the water?
This is the Unscaled Travel Show. We'll see you guys next time.